According with Courtney, Courtney Davis is a stand-up comedian, and she is a self-described relationship expert because she managed to bag a millionaire. And a lot of her friends tend to go to her for relationship advice.
You have to kiss a lot of frogs before you find your prince. You can kiss a lot of rich frogs. A lot of guys are terrible, no matter their financial circumstance.
So what I did is I went to the local bars, and I looked for the people that look single, and I asked them if they had any questions for you, Courtney.
Okay, great.
And then I met this guy, and I'm going to let you judge him for yourself.
All right, you know, I'm a little fed up with this double standard thing that's going on today. Because I don't understand why, you know, a girl wants all this equality, but yet when I take her out, I got to pay for the meal. Like, I don't know what's up with that. I mean, if we're going to do this thing, like, they got to pay for their fair share, too.
great thought. This guy. Okay, first off, I think a girl, we'll get to him later, should always offer in the beginning to pay the bill. You know, even if you do the fake offer, you gotta offer. Otherwise, the guy's gonna be like, oh, this is what she wants from me only. She's not even appreciating me. So show a little appreciation and offer. Also, I think in the beginning, if they're paying for dinner, you should buy them a drink maybe afterwards, even if you're going in debt, just trying to buy them a drink, and eventually they'll pay off your credit card debt. But, sorry.
Yeah. 6 months later.
Right.
6 months
later. For the first, like, couple months that I was dating my husband, I would not let him pay for a single thing. I paid for everything.
That's really interesting.
Because I didn't want him to think that I owed him anything.
Right.
Which is usually sexual.
Yes. But now here we are. It's 15 years later and I don't pay for anything. And that's
exactly. I feel that on a first date and most of the dates, a guy, if he wants to show this woman that he cares about her and he can afford it, he should pay.
Is this a red flag guy? Is this a guy that you're like, nope, I should not see this guy again? Or if you offer to pay for half and he doesn't argue back, and he's like, okay, or expects you to pay, should that be a flag that, oh, this isn't probably the direction I want to go in?
This has happened to me a lot. And yeah, to me, it's like they're just not that interested. Why don't they want to get in my pants? Why are they? To me, I think the same thing. Like, if he's making me pay for half, maybe he just doesn't find me that attractive. That's probably the wrong scenario to think, but I wouldn't call them back.
He doesn't want to spoil me. He doesn't want to cater to me.
He's not investing in me.
Right.
If the woman makes more, and that's the type of, they're both comfortable with that, then great. They should do what they want. But I personally wasn't making more than my husband, and he was making a lot more. So I just thought, if you can take care of it, then I will offer when I can and put in what I can. But I want you to pay for my dinner.
It's not it's not just money, too. It's the nurturing nature of it. And I'm sure not everybody feels that way. We both feel that way, but I'm sure some other people don't. But
I think it makes you feel more masculine when you can take care of a woman.
Right.
And so that feeds your ego a little bit.
I don't want to speak for all guys, but it does for me.
My best girlfriend constantly pays for dates, even if she likes a guy, just because she's worried that she'll owe them sex if they pay.
Anna Zapp.
Like, it's okay.
Poor Anna Zapp, you're protected.
Right. Well, that's the first thing I thought. I was also at the time 20 years old, and that was all in my head.
You made him marry you before you let him buy your dessert.
Right. No, that's why I think you just have to have enough self-confidence to be like, my time is worthy enough for him to purchase this meal, and I don't owe anyone anything.
Now, here's the situation. You're sitting at the table. The check comes.
Right.
You pull out your credit card and say, oh, I'll split it with you.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, okay.
Cool.
Right. What do you say?
Okay. And in your head, you're like, I'm not going to be texting you.
Right.
That's it. Red flag.
I see what happened there. Right.
If you ever need relationship advice, you could reach out to Courtney. Just email her, Courtney@star999.com.